While a local resident journeyed out to the scene to collect the insects, Randy Jones makes a hobby of keeping bees, so he simply climbed into his protective gear, scooped the bees into a hive, and carried them off. Traffic got back to normal pretty fast.
What a guy.
What a guy. A hero. Kentuckiana weather, partly cloudy, warm and muggy today. Widely scattered thunderstorms possible this afternoon and evening. High today of 86. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 65. Sunny and hot tomorrow with a high of 88. WAKY on the River City Mall, 62 degrees at 633.
Can you believe that this guy is from New York? Is that hard to believe? He's such a nice person. Most New Yorkers deserve to be punched out.
I would disagree with that wholeheartedly.
Where are you from?
I am from New York City.
New York City. What part?
Brooklyn, New York is where I was
born. Brooklyn, New York.
Wasn't brought up in Brooklyn for the most part, but I was born there.
Well, you're an okie-dokie guy. I want you to know that. You're our kind of people, pal. You're always welcome here in the Commonwealth. In the Bluegrass State, land of fast horses and beautiful women.
And bourbon.
And bourbon.
I was talking to Bob the other day. He was putting me down for being a New Yorker, and I told him, look, you know, I've been in Kentucky about as long as you have. I think I deserve to be considered a Kentuckian at this point. I've been here almost 4 years.
He was leveling derision at you for being from New York.
Oh, he does it all the time.
Being from Arkansas?
Really? I mean, if that isn't the pot calling the kettle black, I don't know what is.
That's enough to make a person rich. He's back there in Arkansas right now.
He certainly is. He's with the hillbillies and the cesspools and whatever else they've got back there in Arkansas.
Arkansans. I mentioned a moment ago, newspaper people being a sorry lot. Arkansans, now there is another sorry lot.
I think they definitely outshine newspaper people when it comes to sorry lots.
No doubt about it, man. Right on the bottom rung. Anyway, Bob is back in Arkansas visiting with his folks. And he'll also be attending a party of all of his classmates here. They're going to have a class reunion, and he has been asked to make a speech.
All four of them are going to be there, you know.
Huh?
All four of them are going to be there, all the graduates of Pine Bluff High School.
You know, Bob is a very intelligent fellow. I would not say this if he were within hearing distance, but he's a very intelligent fellow.
It does go to his head very quickly if you tell him something like that.
Yeah, right. You know, he was considered the scholar when he was in school.
Really? Yeah. An average of 62.5, right?
Yeah, right. Well, the rest of the gang, you know, I don't think any rest of them, I don't know how he can even participate in the class reunion because there was no graduating class. I think he's the only one that graduated. The rest of them ended up in penal institutions.
At least he was first in his class. You know?
Yeah, right.
He was the only graduate.
Nice to have you here this morning, Howard.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. Nice to be here. It's wonderful to see the sun come up from this side of the window.
By the by, you ought to walk out onto the River City Mall and do exactly that. Watch the sun come up, man. It's a beautiful sight.
Do you think I'd survive?
Oh, yeah. You know, I've been thinking seriously of having somebody bore a large hole in the ceiling up here. Of course, we'll have to go right. How many stories is this building, anyway?
Oh, at least 17. It's a pretty tall building here.
Oh, is it? Oh, well. I don't want to go to that much trouble to see the sun come up. I guess maybe I can walk out into the mall with you. 24 minutes before 7 o'clock. Wacky time. Good morning.
Enjoy those carefree...
Oh, man. Wally Zimmer, what a guy. Wally's coming out to the house this coming weekend. Yeah. Hey, you can have him do the same thing for your family. You know what he's doing? He's coming out there to take photos. Portraits of the entire family. Everybody. We'll be taking some pictures in the old gazebo. Also around the DFL plantation and other areas. It'll be a lot of fun. Now, Wally can take family portraits at his studio or out at your place or in one of the city parks. Anyway, on the Belvedere, it makes no difference to Wally. Hey, man, this guy has a traveling camera. That's right. And he can fix you up with photographs anywhere. On-site photography is the name of the game. Of course, they do a lot of work in the studios, too, like ID photos, resume photos. Now, maybe you're applying for another position because you're being treated like trash where you work now. Okay, you're applying for another job. You want your potential employer, the new one, to know what you look like, right? Well, you go on over to Wally's, he'll take a resume photo for you and doctor it up a little bit, make you look like Tyrone Power, okay? I mean, the way he used to look, not the way he's looking these days. Wally Zimmer also has a club plan. For $10.95, you get four settings, and that includes 3 5x7s and 1 8x10 photo for $10.95. Now, do Set up an appointment. All you do is pick up that telephone and call Wally sometime after 9 o'clock. The number is 426-4242. 426-4242. Wally Zimmer, photographer, at 9429 Westport Road in Westport Plaza. What makes Wally Zimmer so exceptional? Wally Zimmer is a quality photographer. Wait till you see some examples of his work. But you know, the guy is trying his best to give you people what he considers an opportunity. And this probably is the first opportunity you've had to have this type of photography at such a sensible price. In other words, discounted prices for the very best photographic
Wendy's
work.
Wendy's old-fashioned.
Check this Friday's paper for a special Wendy's Family Dinner coupon offer. I think you'll find that very...
Wacky and the Off-Broadway Players present a 24-hour dance-a-thon for the Muscular Dystrophy Association starting tomorrow at 7 p.m. at the Mall on Shelbyville Road. There'll be lots of fun, prizes, and lots of dancing. You can register at the Mall from your friends.
Wacky 79.
Very what, Bill? Oh, very hot stuff. What difference, man? People got no manners at all, man. I was speaking, they stepped right on me. Disco dances.
Yeah, me on some hot stuff, baby. This evening, I don't need a wild man.
Hold it, Donna Summer. It's 6:44, 16 minutes before 7 o'clock. Wacky time. Good morning.
You could go anywhere in the
world. Oh, boy. Chuck Jackson. I didn't realize this guy was into golfing. Yeah, man. Brought his clubs in with him, spent the night with his clubs. I guess the guy's taking the game seriously. Well, if he's out there on the golf course, he can't be at the betting window at the track. So maybe we ought to encourage his golfing game. 15 minutes before 7 o'clock, wacky time. Time in a bottle. You see the price on this winner in the second race yesterday? $94.
If I could save time in a bottle.
Time. In a bottle. That's Jim Croce. It's 7:49, 11 before 7 o'clock, wacky time. Good morning, House of Seconds. Finest home furnishings, you bet. Yeah, no junk. We know what you feel. About your house? Sure we do. You're proud of it. And you ought to be. It makes no difference where your house is located or how fancy it is, how big or how small it is. Makes no difference. If you live in Indian Hills, if you live in a small subdivision that's not so expensive, it makes no difference. You still want the very finest home furnishings for your house, and you deserve them. And that's the reason why there is such a place as House of Seconds. Now, I've heard a lot of people say, I don't want to buy seconds, man. I'm going to buy furniture. I don't want to buy furniture that is marred in some way. Look, the point that we try to get over to you all the time is that when you go into the House of Seconds, not everything that you see at the House of Seconds is a second. Not everything. Because some of the merchandise can be called, bankrupt stock. Bankrupt stock is one thing that you can buy at the House of Seconds. You can also overproduce merchandise. You can also buy overproduced merchandise. And maybe a manufacturer of soft goods like couches, love seats, and chairs is going to other fabrics, so they discontinue certain styles. Well, if they have a backlog, if they have a great number of these couches and the old fabric in their warehouse, they want to get rid of them right away. So that's when the House of Seconds comes in and makes their purchase. They buy it at an especially low price, and they pass those savings that they enjoy right along to you. So when you buy at the House of Seconds, maybe there is a slight imperfection in some of the furnishings. When I say slight, I mean really slight. Sometimes not even Mr. Williams, the operator of the House of Seconds, can point out that second to you, or the imperfection to you that makes it a second. But if it is a second, they tell you on a tag. Yeah, that's right. As a matter of fact, on just about every piece, there is a tag that says, I am discounted in price because I am a second. I am overproduced merchandise. There's always a reason why you enjoy the great savings that you do. 50%, maybe 60% sometimes. That's at the House of Seconds with two locations, and there is total financing available at both. Nothing down up to 3 years to pay. House of Seconds, Eastland Shopping Center, Bardstown Road and Watterson Trail, and also in Bluegrass Manor Shopping Center, which is on Shelbyville Road right beside Woolco and the Fashion Shop.
Pearl and Main Streets in New Albany.
Man alive, they paid some good prices out there yesterday. Okay, what are some of the prices? What difference does it make, man? You and I didn't have any money on them. Why is it they always pay those big prices when you and I aren't even thinking about horse racing? Well, they paid $94.80 in the second race. I think in the third race, I can't find my sports section now. Now, here it is right here. In the third race, it was 40... here we go. In the third race, Quick Will with Brian aboard. Brian was aboard Candy's Path in the second race. They paid $94.80. In the third race, Brian again. Quick Will paid $47.80. And what about this guy, McKnight? You know, he came in the money in 5 of 9 races yesterday. He was aboard the winner, Stranger, in the fourth race. He was aboard the winner, Cheating Eyes, in the fifth race. He was third in the sixth with Phantom Joe. Let's see, where else is he? He was also the winner aboard Mr. Muir in the eighth race. And he came in second with Crafty Drusy in the ninth race. Kid is making himself some money. It's 7 before 7 o'clock at Wacky. A good morning to you. Wacky, Kentuckiana weather, partly cloudy, warm and muggy today, with widely scattered thunderstorms possible this afternoon and this evening. The high today about 86 degrees, and partly cloudy weather expected tonight with a low reading of 65 degrees. What kind of a temperature do we have right now? Right now, our temperature is 62 degrees, so we drop down a couple of degrees. We're in good condition. Now, if we get any scattered thunderstorm activity, it should be coming along late this afternoon and or this evening. That's something we don't even want to worry about or even think about at this early hour. 6 minutes before 7, Wacky Time. Good morning. Oh, boy, reminiscing a Little River Band. At 6:57, 3 minutes before 7 o'clock, Wacky Time, the New York Steak Exchange. Thursday, the 14th day of June. We take stock in Louisville. Well, this week, the New York Steak Exchange salutes the employees of Liberty National Bank. The New York Steak Exchange will provide tacos and specially priced drinks for everyone in honor of the great employees of Liberty. Thursday, June 14th, from 4 until 7. That's the usual time of their happy hour. Their happy hour is 3 hours long. And in 3 hours, you ought to be able to get real happy. So come on down after work on Thursday and celebrate with us as the New York Steak Exchange takes stocks in Louisville and the Liberty National Bank. Anytime you want to enjoy a great lunch or an even greater dinner, you go to the New York Steak Exchange. The Steak Exchange is a fine place where fine food is served. And you can also enjoy some pretty delectable beverages, too. See, we don't have a bartender. Man, we've got a mixologist. And these guys and gals come up with some concoctions that are truly fantastic. Some of them very unusual, but also very tasty. What about the luncheon menu? Well, there are a great many things you can enjoy at lunchtime at the Steak Exchange. You've got such a selection, I don't even want to mention any one or two to you right now, but I think you'll find something on there today and tomorrow every day that you'll want to order and enjoy at the New York Steak Exchange. Don't forget, the New York Steak Exchange and Wacky 79 Radio take stock in Louisville. And this week, especially, we take stock in Liberty National Bank. This Thursday, the Steak Exchange will have complimentary hors d'oeuvres and specially priced drinks in honor of the great employees of Liberty. So come on down to the Steak Exchange at 526 West Main Street after work on Thursday and help us celebrate with some of the greatest people in town. Let's show Louisville the real stars of the city. They'll all be showing up there at the Steak Exchange. They're on Main Street, close to 6.
There's got to be a party now. There's got to be a party now. There's got to be a party now.
We're going to make you a star. WAKY, Louisville.
Here's Howard Modell with the 7 o'clock news.
Good morning.
Boy, oh boy. I read this newspaper and I start to worry. Auto sales down sharply. Gold prices retreat. Coffee prices to remain high. VW workers on strike. And the cow jumped over the moon. Boy, you can read that newspaper and honestly and truly get so depressed. Why, what's depressing you, Bill? What's depressing me? Everything. The board adopts new regulations for 5 pollutants in Jefferson. And a broader study on sewer plan urged. And here John Filiatro is worried because he's past 30 years of age.
Phase 2.
Mr. Bojangles. Oh, yeah, Mr. Bojangles, the nitty-gritty dirt band. 12 minutes after 7, wacky time. Good morning, Bill Bailey. Feeling just fine this morning. It's a Thursday, the 14th day of June. It's going to be a pretty nice day, right on up until maybe sometime this afternoon or this evening. What's going to happen then? Oh, there's a good chance of I getting some scattered thunderstorm activity this afternoon and or this evening. You think it's going to happen? Well, you know, we're not absolutely certain. You can never be sure these days, but I guess maybe there is that possibility. We don't worry about things like that, though. Hey, we're just concerned with the next 30 minutes, hour, next hour and a half, that's all. 86 is going to be the high reading in this area today. Marine Sales and Service. Now, Father's Day is coming along. So what are you going to do for Dad? Maybe Dad has been thinking about a boat. Marine Sales and Service is having a Father's Day sale. And maybe you'd like to take Pop over there and let him pick out his boat now. Okay, it being Father's Day and everything. Marine Sales is having a Father's Day sale offering fantastic savings on boats for Dad. So you can save on the Bayliner group of boats, the Invaders, Webcraft, inboard, outboard boats. They'll be open this Friday and Saturday until 9 to serve you, and Sunday from 1 until 5. So take advantage of their reduced prices on boats for Father's Day. Now, if Dad has been talking about a boat, wanting to own a boat, wanting to get out and enjoy a boat on the Ohio River or on one of the lakes, maybe now is the right time for you to urge him to go ahead and make that purchase. You know, it's a gift not just for Dad, but also for the rest of the family, too. The Father's Day sale at Marine Sales and Service will afford you the opportunity to get that boat at great savings. Marine Sales and Service. You'll find them at 2929 River Road. And, of course, that's right beside the water company. What do you think, anyway, beside the dirt company? No. Beside the water company, where you see that little round sign that says, Toys for Men. Marine Sales and Service. 13 1/2 minutes after 7. Wacky time.
I'm the big and megan people. Good morning to you once again, Howard Mordell.
Good morning, Mr. Bailey.
Do we have any... Oh, is that the telephone?
That's my telephone. They can wait. Whoever it was just
Hey, maybe it's
anyway.
Ken Parks calling. Better
Could
answer
be.
It. Yeah, go ahead and answer
That's
that.
That's okay.
Huh?
It stopped ringing. I'm ready to go.
Okay. Any problems out there?
Nothing much. This look at the road ahead is the service of Greater Louisville First Federal, Kentucky's largest savings and loan, really where your friends are. Traffic's in good shape across Kentuckiana this morning. We have only a slight delay on Dixie Highway northbound approaching the Gagel Avenue light. No accidents, no delays to talk about right now. Kentuckiana weather, partly cloudy, warm and muggy today with widely scattered thunderstorms possible this afternoon and this evening. High today of 86, a low tonight of 65, sunny and hot tomorrow with a high of 88. WAKY at 62 degrees. At 7:15.
Oh, boy, 62, and we're expecting an 86 reading today.
All right, that's going to jump up quite a bit today. It's going to be very warm.
How sure are those people about the widely scattered thunderstorms?
Not very. Last night they were saying isolated thunderstorms possible, and you know we got quite a downpour about 11 o'clock last night. It came down. I would say that it's possible that we'll see a shower or two this afternoon. It's going to be muggy enough, humid enough for it, certainly.
Okay. Buy Low is the place for you to buy your groceries. That is, if you want to save some money on the purchase of your groceries. Now, a lot of people say, man, grocery prices are certainly high. Man, alive, I just can't afford to feed my family any longer. And then they go to a store that's playing one of those silly games or giving those trading stamps and they pay those ultra-high prices for their groceries just so they can play some game. Well, now, if you are truly interested in getting more for your grocery dollar, go to the store that doesn't provide you with a game hour or with trading stamps. Only lower prices. No gimmicks, just low prices. And that's Buy Low. Buy Low is a true discount grocery store. That means Louisville shoppers will be able to buy their favorite top quality name brand groceries at tremendous savings. And it means you'll find not just a few specials here and there, but consistently lower prices on all the items in the store. True discount pricing. Buy Low Foods is so confident. Excuse me, so very much. is so confident of the quality of their meats that they give you a double back guarantee. That means that if you're not satisfied, just return the wrapping, and not only will the full purchase price be refunded, but your purchase will be replaced. You can't go wrong. Let's buy low. Dixie Highway at Kmart, Hikes Point at Kmart, Raceland Mall, Bardstown Road and Fagan Bush Lane, and buy low Village at Shelbyville Road and Waterson Expressway across from the mall. Man, this is going to be a dandy day right on up until those showers start falling. Maybe they won't start falling. You know, there's a chance that we'll get beautiful clear skies right on through the day. And clear skies tonight, too. There's something that's up in the air right now. We'll not know if we're going to get showers for certain until those showers start falling, if they ever do. It is going to be muggy throughout the day, though.
No matter what kind of guy...
It's so nice to be so good about a meal. So good about Kentucky Fried.
You come to the Colonel's and you wear it well.
20 minutes after 7 o'clock, wacky time. Let's get a move on.
Wear it well as Ron Stewart.
It's 7:23, 23 minutes after 7 o'clock, wacky time. Good morning. Hey, how's everything with you anyway? Feeling all right? Okay, it's a Thursday. It's also the 14th, the day of June. Looks like it's going to be a terrific day. And from 4 until 7 o'clock this afternoon, it is indeed going to be a terrific day at the New York Steak Exchange. So what's happening over there? The New York Steak Exchange. On Main Street near 6th, right across from the Belvedere. The New York Steak Exchange and Wacky 79 Radio take stock in Louisville. And this week especially, we take stock in Liberty National Bank. This Thursday, that's today, the Steak Exchange will have hors d'oeuvres and specially priced drinks in honor of the great employees of Liberty National Bank. You guys and gals are doing a terrific job. And we just want to say thank you. So come on down, all of you. You don't have to be an employee of Liberty National Bank. You can come down and party with us from 4 until 7. That's happy hour at the Steak Exchange. 526 West Main Street, after work today. Help us celebrate with some of the greatest people in town. People who serve you every day. Let's show Louisville that the real stars of the city are the people who serve at Liberty National Bank. Now, if you want to go by and enjoy lunch today and ask a few questions about the big goings-on that are going to be going on at the Steak Exchange from 4 until 7 o'clock today, you may do so and order from a beautiful menu of entrees. Hey, lunchtime or dinner time? When you dine at the New York Steak Exchange, you're going to get yourself something that is very palatable indeed, because these people know how to work up some pretty nice things back in that kitchen. And when you sit down at their 45-foot bar and just look around at all the beautiful trappings in there, you'll find, too, that they mix up a pretty nice drink, too. That's at the Steak Exchange, the New York Steak Exchange. Why don't you drop by today, 4 until 7 o'clock, and help us toast those nice people who serve us so well from Liberty National Bank. The New York Steak Exchange, 526 West Main Street. That's very close to 6th, and across from the Belvedere. 25 minutes after 7, wacky time, a good morning. Yeah, there's a possibility of our getting some shower activity, but that'll be late this afternoon or this evening. Coming soon, Wacky's third annual. You know something? Here we are getting into our third annual Rambling Raft Race. Boy, the months and the years are just flying by. You keep it right here, and we'll tell you when and how you can enter this year's Rambling Raft Race on the Ohio. Linda Ronstadt. Here's Howard Modell with the 7:30 report.
Good morning.
Oh, wait a minute now. I've got people calling up here wanting to know if there's going to be any rain today. Well, I've mentioned the weather forecast at least 24 times, and we've also had a mention or two from Mr. Modell this morning about the weather, but we'll repeat it. Yeah, there is a possibility of our getting rain, but not early today. It'll be late this afternoon or this evening, when there is a possibility of widely scattered thunderstorms reaching the area. Nothing definite. I'm sure it's going to be muggy and hot today, though. Ricky Jones. Chucky is in love. 26 before 8, wacky time. Good morning.
Chucky is in love.
Chucky is in love.
7:38, 22 before 9 o'clock, wacky time. Good morning to you. And now, on top of everything else, news has come out of Washington that President Carter has threatened to whip Senator Ted Kennedy's donkey if the senator decides to seek the presidency. But the senator from Massachusetts thinks the president has been misquoted. No way, Senator. And we feel that as an American citizen and a representative of its people, you should volunteer to let the president kick your donkey. After all, this country was built by donkey kickers. Donkey kicking has been a popular pastime since its very inception. You look back on photographs, Senator, of the pilgrims at Plymouth, Massachusetts. These people enjoyed donkey kicking.
United States have a...
This is Lindsey Nelson.
Oh, thanks a lot, Lindsey. Oh, that guy just radiates excitement. At 7:42, 18 minutes before 8, wacky time, good morning to you.
Here at Diamond.
How would you like to have a beautiful tan? How would you like to have a beautiful, rich-looking tan and not have to suffer by lying out in that sun to get it? Hmm? Hey, we can fix you right up. Tan terrific sun. Well, now, you've been reading things about Tantrific. They've had lovely articles printed in newspapers and other periodicals about the city.
Hi.
How are you this morning? About their service, Tantrific. It's an easier way to get a tan. Tantrific Sun, located in Hurstbourne Park Plaza at Hurstbourne Lane and Shelbyville Road. The proven, safe, and effective way to get a natural tan. And when you lie in the sun, you know your tan comes from its ultraviolet rays. Well, Tantrific uses cool ultraviolet rays to give you a completely natural tan. Now, they always tell you when you come over there that if you can't tan in the sun, they can't tan you there. But if you can tan in the sun, they can tan you, and very quickly, too. You see, 2 minutes in one of their completely private booths where you can tan in the altogether if you want to, you only spend about 2 minutes in there first time around, and that's like 2 hours out in the sun. Now, they give you 20 visits for $35. Now, it might take you 14, it might take you 15, depending on your skin type, or 16, to get your complete tan. Well, that means you'll have a few visits left over, which you can use at your convenience to maintain your tan. Hey, it's terrific. And the attractiveness of a tan you get at Tantrific is, well, it's better. It's really better than the tan that you get out in the sun, because you're getting that tan all over the body at the very same time. You don't have to keep turning. Mm-mm. And like I said, you have a completely private... Huh? You have a completely... What the heck was that? You have a completely private booth. So you can tan in the all together, wear your bikini as you want to. Tantrific Sun. They're located in Hurstbourne Park Plaza. What in...
Tan...
Yeah, you clowns. Tantrific Sun, located in Hurstbourne Park Plaza at Hurstbourne Lane and Shelbyville Road. $35 for 20 visits. Just go on over and get started today. 7:45, 15 minutes before 8 o'clock, wacky time. You know, those clowns breaking up my broadcast.
Obviously somebody with sensitive skin.
I don't know who that is. And I asked Mr. Tim about it, who is our chief engineer.
Did he tell you, of great note in broadcasting. Did he tell you to clean the heads on that thing?
No. No, you know what he told me? I said, who is that? You know what he said?
What's that?
I don't know.
That's
the truth of the matter is, it must be somebody from out of town. Yeah. We're picking him up on a skip or something.
Really? Well, that's Big 10-4.
Yeah.
You don't need him on the airwaves over here.
Locally, there is nobody on our frequency, but somebody out of town apparently is getting into our frequency here.
Well,
but,
leave town immediately.
Yeah. Shall I get on? I tried to reach him one day, call him a dirty name, and I got no response. Apparently, they can't hear me.
Or he could be a preacher. You never know.
Yeah. How about this Ken Parks? I wonder if it could be him. Did he ever call?
No, he hasn't.
Ken Parks was supposed to be in this morning, but Howard received a telephone call from him. What?
4:45 this morning. My wife answered the phone. I was dead to the world, and she came in and said, "Hey, get up, Mo. Got somebody on the phone for you. I think it's Kenny." And so here I am. Ken's wife apparently took ill this morning, and nothing serious, we trust. And so I'm in his place. He was supposed to be in to take Bob Moody's place. Bob is in Arkansas. It all fits together somehow in a strange way.
I wish we could get together with Ken Parks on the telephone to find out how his wife is. It sounded like it might be serious. We'll find out for you.
We'll let you know as soon
as we
find out.
Hey, were you thinking about breakfast?
Yes, I was, as a matter of fact.
Okay, why don't you get your road report out of the way and we'll talk about food.
Very good. This traffic report is a service of Gann's Furniture Factory.
Gann's Furniture Factory makes it for you. Makes it for you.
Nothing but the usual this morning in the traffic situation. Brownsboro Road, Route 22, one block delay at that intersection in both directions. We have another one block delay getting onto the outer loop getting onto northbound 65, rather, from the outer loop. No other problems, no accidents. Everything is in tip-top shape this morning. Now here's a radar location report from the Jefferson County Police.
Good morning. This is Officer B.O. Willinger, Jefferson County Police Department Traffic Unit. Kentucky state law requires the owner of a motor vehicle to have liability insurance. Failure to maintain insurance can result in high fine and loss of registration plates for up to 6 months. Today we'll be working radar in I-64 and I-65. Thank you.
Radar reports are heard every weekday morning and afternoon on WAKY as a public service of the Jefferson County Police. Taking another look at Kentuckiana weather, it'll be partly cloudy, warm and humid today. Widely scattered thunderstorms possible this afternoon and tonight. High today 86, a low tonight 65, sunny and hot tomorrow with a high of 88. WAKY on the River City Mall, 62 degrees at 7:48.
Hello?
Photomat presents Dairy Association.
Good boy. Oh, girl, we like to give equal treatment to both. 11 before 8 o'clock, wacky time, because we don't want to get sued. Let's look at our weather forecast again. Forget the weather forecast again. Okay, we'll go along with that idea. Tired of looking at the weather forecast anyway. And see, this guy wants some food, so let me call Dave over at Leo's and see if he can fix us up a scrambled egg sandwich on rye bread. Sure, I'm sure we can get that for you. No problem whatsoever. It's going to cost you, though, pal. Yeah, it's going to cost you a bundle. Now, you don't pay a big price for your chow with Leo's, that's for sure. Oh, beautiful, for spacious skies, for amber waves of rain. Yes, one of the prettiest melodies ever etched by a songwriter. And I dare say, there isn't a person listening to my voice at this moment who can give me the name of the man who wrote this beautiful song about our beautiful country. What do you think it was? Benedict Arnold. Benedict Arnold was not a lyricist. Would you like the answer? Okay. The man who wrote this song was the same man who wrote this song. Johnny Paycheck. That's right. Big man pay is a tell up, Johnny!
Got up on a lot of folks.
A sucker, I ain't one. A dime to the IRS.
You can write me off, but I ain't giving a dime to the IRS. You want to know why? Because they just blow it. Hell, you could take what they spent studying the sex habits of the South American swamp rat and keep us all in beer for the next 100 years.
Man, ain't that a fact? It's a fact. Well, it's the gospel. I feel very comfortable sharing this man's thoughts. Your thinking, sir, is about the same as mine. That's Johnny Paycheck. He also wrote the national anthem. It's 7:53, 7 before 8 o'clock. He didn't write the national anthem. Well, he could have if he had wanted to. Okay, widely scattered thunderstorms are possible this afternoon and this evening. High today about 86. We got 86 yesterday, as a matter of fact. And it's going to be very muggy today. Warm and muggy. Partly cloudy skies. Yeah, Bob Moody's in Arkansas this morning. I imagine about now he's waking up in his boyhood bedroom. Over there on the other side of the railroad tracks. Yeah, on this big plantation. As a matter of fact, his mommy and daddy owned all of the other side of the railroad tracks. As a matter of fact, they own the railroad tracks. Yeah. Lived on a big plantation, something like 25,000 acres. They grew a lot of peanuts and corn, other things, too. Had five tenant farmers living on the property. Can you imagine that? Yeah, this guy comes from old and big money, Bob Moody. He's back there in Arkansas right now.
Excuse me, sir. How do you like your little economy car?
Oh, great.
Next time your business or pleasure trip takes you to Denver, Asheville, or Charlotte, let Piedmont Airlines take you there. Well, it's always a pleasure. Once a year, we get together with a nice spread out under the old willow tree on the church grounds. Yeah, see, Aunt Helen has brought along the traditional home-baked chocolate cake, as a baked ham, potato salad. Wonder why it is, after every one of these get-togethers, Aunt Opal's green beans are always left alone. Everything else is gone. Well, we're here to have a good time because we are family.
WAKY, Louisville.
Here's Howard Modell with the 8 o'clock news.
Good morning, Howard Modell, WAKY News.
Well, it pleases me to read that the House of Representatives has at last done something decent for the people.
They voted not to give themselves a pay hike.
Yeah, they voted down a pay raise for members of Congress.
Well, it's not certain yet. This is only a tentative vote they took yesterday.
Okay, now, do you recall the estimated cost of the health care plan that was proposed by Kennedy?
No, I don't. It runs way into the billions.
Oh, boy. It seems to me like it was about $50 million, or maybe more than that.
I think we're talking about billions in the long run.
Yeah, billions. Did I say millions? Billions of dollars, yeah. Now, the president's plan, and this is a proposal that would limit a family's yearly liability for health care to $2,500, the estimated cost of his plan is $24.3 billion.
But Kennedy yesterday said that in the long run, the Carter plan will wind up costing more and will provide less to the people. So you pays your money and takes your choice, really.
Yeah. Either way, it's going to be very costly. I don't know if I can go along with a plan such as that or not. I don't like the way they account for the money. They don't give an accounting of the money. They don't simply state that the money is the people's money. It comes from the people. They simply state that the government is going to pay. But the government's paying for nothing. They're paying for nothing. And if you think that they're going to put a program like this into effect without a hike in taxes, you can forget that, too, because they cannot afford it.
This has been a burning issue now for, I guess, 30 or 40 years. Ever since the New Deal, there's been discussion about some kind of a health plan. I was in England 7 years ago, and I developed a serious blister and infection on the bottom of a foot. I had been doing a lot of walking. And I went to a doctor, just a regular old doctor.
Work.
Right. And as usual. And he told me that he took care of me and gave me a prescription for medicine and said, don't worry about the cost. It's all taken care of under national medicine, under socialized medicine.
Mm-hmm.
It was very nice at the time because I was traveling on a budget.
Uh-huh. But sooner or later, and most often is sooner, somewhere along the line, somebody's got to pay for it. And who pays for it? It's the taxpayer.
Well, somebody in England paid for my foot being patched up.
But here in this country, it's going to be the old American taxpayer that pays for it. And at present, we don't have the funds to finance such a program. We don't have a dollar to finance such a program. So where's all this money coming from? Additional taxes. And what kind of a increase in our tax rate do you think will be necessary to finance, say, a $25 billion comprehensive health program for the entire nation, huh? What kind of a tax increase do you think will be called for? It'll have to be pretty sizable. I don't know, man. It's got to be a simpler and a less expensive way to take care of these things. I think I go along with the president's feeling that we've got to be protected from those costs that simply leave us bankrupt. And I think that's what his plan is all about. Prevent that from happening.
It all comes down to catastrophic illness.
His plan,
I think, would limit the amount of payments that an individual would have to make to $2,500.
$2,500. You know, I made more than that. My health care costs to my family were more than that last year.
Of course, for some people, $2,500 is enough to bankrupt them for a couple of years.
Sure it is. I still receive a credit of something like $1,750. Yeah.
What it comes down to really is that hospital costs and doctor's fees are escalating so quickly that the average person just can't keep up with it.
Right.
Especially those who have no health insurance.
You have a health plan, do you not, sir? You were telling me that you drew up your own, the Modell Health Care Plan, which is another comprehensive health care plan that would cover all peoples of all ages and both sexes in this great nation of ours, and at a cost of no more than $100 per year per person. Would you mind spelling out the details of your plan to us this morning, Dr. Modell?
Sure. For $100, you get 10/5 of Johnny Walker Red.
Well, yeah, that's right. All you do now is dump it down real fast, and then if you're hurting, you quit hurting.
Right. Forget all pain quickly.
Until the next morning, and then there's another kind of hurting.